The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05 on April the 28th. It's almost our last working day until May. And then May 1st hits, and just everything that goes along with May. You know, for some reason, May always strikes me as being a great month. May, you know, like, gee, the good weather's here, the spring's here, May. I may do anything that I possibly want. May. I like May. Our phone line's here at 530-605-4567. And if you go to KCNR1460.com, we are streaming live. And then you can join our chat room as Angel has this morning. Angel's been on vacation back to Washington, D.C. So we welcome you home, Angel. We welcome you back. We also welcome the king of board operators, producers, and electronic magicians, Bad Bob.
And good morning, sir.
How are you today, Bad Bob?
A little hectic this weekend.
Oh, really? Now turn around so I can read this shirt you're wearing. No, I got to turn around the other way. Oh. Other way.
I didn't know I had any.
Los Gordos. Doesn't that mean the fat or something like that?
Well, yes. And if you visit it too often, this can happen. Some very tasty food is probably the best I've had since I was in San Diego.
Well, and we're going to talk about San Diego in just a second here, but Linda's on assignment. In fact, she's on her way down to Red Bluff this morning, getting ready for a fashion show that she's hosting. She's emceeing the Reading Rodeo fashion show this weekend. She's also got a mall going in. She's got, of course, On the Spot with Linda Bott this evening. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Hey, our guest today, we're going to have new lawyers here in town. We're going to have Senator Doug LaMalfa on at 8 o'clock. Now, this is pretty big. I was going to just jump up and down and scream this morning. I was going to have a rant this morning about something I saw in the paper. And it concerned a California legislator. I mean, he said it right out in front of people, which it was so patently despicable, the thing he said. And I thought to myself then, this is what tyranny is made of. This is tyrants. This is people who now have the power, would harm people because they don't agree with them. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that one a little bit later. We're going to talk about what's going on this weekend. We're going to talk about training of the Marines. We're going to talk about why the front page talks about a birth certificate instead of deaths of heroes. This is Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It is 7:08 in the morning on April the 28th, and this is Free Fire Radio.
But don't have time or money.
Want to get away
from the pressures of life?
Escape to another world.
Inside your head.
New radio theater.
Original radio drama.
Every Sunday at 4 p.m.
on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Listen and vote for your favorite.
As you are transported into an audio world of fact and fiction.
Playwrights compete for a $5,000 grand prize.
Information and live streaming at
newradiotheater.com.
Brought to you by Generation DVD's Family Video.
And Song Roaster, the ultimate singing telegram.
My son's car was painted at Maaco in Redding. He liked the work, but I liked the price.
I took my 2-year-old Chevy to Maaco in Redding. You can't even tell I was in an accident.
Maaco does collision repair?
Sure, they do everything a body shop does and everything they won't do. And the work is great.
No wonder customer satisfaction is so high. Choose Maaco in Redding for paint.
And collision.
Maaco in Redding has been family owned and operated for over 15 years. For a limited time, Maaco's most economical paint service, the Ambassador, is just $299. That's right, $299. Come in today. You don't want to miss this special. Maaco is located at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 226-0992. Whatever your uh-oh, better get Mako. Call 226-0992. That's Mako in Reading, 226-0992. Brett Body Work and Large Vehicles Estimate.
Hi, this is Jerry from Jerry and Fred's Event Rentals. Listen to Bridal Talk every Sunday from 12 to 1 with Don and Robert, and visit us at jerryandfredseventrentals.com.
Something new for all gun owners and sportsmen. All-Temp Tactical Lube. It's like nothing you've ever used before. It works on all firearms, pistols, rifles, antique weapons, you name it. Reduces friction, carbon buildup, prevents rust. The first true leap forward in the evolution of firearm care. All-Temp Tactical Lube actually goes into the pores of the metal. Check us out on the web, alltemptacticallube.com. 1-800-301-0046. 1-800-301-0046.
Sovereign Minds is dedicated to exposing the truth about the New World Order, global government, and the banking cabal that controls most of the civilized world. Every Sunday at 6, we will cover current events that affect this country every day, but not necessarily mentioned by the mainstream media. If you believe there's no difference between the left and the right, the Federal Reserve is unconstitutional, and that we need out of the UN, this show is for you. My fellow freedom-loving patriots, stand with me in the face of tyranny and fight back. Wake up, and we will survive. Sovereign Minds, 6 p.m. every Sunday.
Need a sign? Call 221-SIGN. That's 221-SIGN. Or just pop in and ask for Scott or Michelle. Sign Stations is located at 2550 Alfreda Way across from Lowell's at Cypress. Sign Stations, your local one-stop sign shop. 221-SIGN.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back.
Just take those old records off.
Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today. She's heading down south. 7-12, April the 28th. Good morning. I told you already, you know, it's end of April and we're loving May. You know, we're loving this chat room. They're already starting. One of our chatters went back to D.C. and commented that things had changed a lot since the last time she was there, in the sense that stabbings at the National Zoo, mob of kids going to stores and rip them off near DuPont Plaza. They go through your bags and going into every building. More cops and security than she has ever seen. Well, you know, that's true. You know, when you go back to the first time I went through Washington, D.C., it was none of that. And there was none of that because terrorism had not risen on, had not raised its ugly, horrible, duplicious head throughout our country. You know, the other things, too, is that, it's you know, things have changed so dramatically that, you know, on all fronts, I mean, the technology side, everything, it's gotten to the point that at what point is change, does change going to, is it going to make our lives a lot less livable? But that's a deep philosophical question for some other time. Let's talk about the Marines at boot camp are now getting trained on accepting their gay recruit brothers and sisters. Hey, if a Marine spots two men in the battlefield battalion and his battalion kissing off duty at a shopping mall, he should react as if he were seeing a man and a woman. If he turns on a television news to see a fellow Marine dressed as a civilian and marching in a parade with a banner that reads "Support gays and lesbians in the military," it's a free right of expression. Now, all these classes are being given. I've commented on before, but this is, you know, it's gotten into the big papers here. But I'd gotten emails from people saying, you know, this is just really getting strange. And not the fact, you know, the training has to be done. It was legislated. This was one of the things that President Obama said. He was going to change the military. Well, he has. He's not only that, has this come in, the don't ask, don't tell change. But other examples are, there's nothing wrong with hanging around a gay bar, the material state, and an officer who witnesses the loud locker room banter aimed at gays and lesbians should remind the Marines any discrimination or harassment is inappropriate. Well, he's right. You remain obligated to follow orders that involve interaction with others who are gay or lesbian, even if an unwillingness to do so is based on strong, sincerely held moral or religious beliefs, the training material states. A top-notch recruiter who opposes the new policy cannot refuse a promising applicant on grounds of sexual orientation, but might be considered for another assignment. and at the discretion of the Navy Secretary may be granted early discharge. Okay. Now, what it means is if a recruiter says, hey, this guy is coming in, he is qualified mentally and physically, but he's wearing a dress and says he cannot wait to be in, and he appears to be somewhat over the top, it makes no difference. If you don't like it, you take the early discharge, sign him up, or her, whatever she decides, or he. I just find this amusing. Now, other things in the paper today that just kind of get you going. Again, and we talked about it yesterday. We've talked about it the day before, in fact. So why am I talking about it again? Because now it's official. Obama releases birth certificate, calls an end to silliness. He said the sideshow over his birthplace should end at this point. The White House saw the doubts about his birth in Hawaii. Well, just only like 38% of the people thought you were born in the United States could have had something to say about it. Until now, they have deflective demands to produce his long-form birth certificate, which, by the way, they still don't have, just to let you know. But here's the thing is, they called it silliness, and they should have called it capitulation. Here's Donald Trump all of a sudden brings it out and goes hammering away at it, and now the White House has to do something. Well, frankly, I think if there was anything to this, and people are talking about it in the chat room, is the thing about it is, and I heard this in a comment, Clinton. Now, has anybody played politics more dirty or more for the blood than the Clintons have? Well, they couldn't find anything about it. And I have a feeling that with lots of money and people going through back doors and everything like this, if there was anything to it, they probably would have found it. And plus the fact, as we continue into this, so what if there were doubts? My concern is that we're not saying anything. Again, we're not saying anything about the economy, which, by the way, this week had 429,000 new applicants for unemployment. 429,000 new applicants. They were expecting 390,000. Our growth is less than expected. It is half of what it was a year ago. You got Bernanke saying, having his first press conference for the Federal Reserve, and he made such a big impression that gold and silver leaped right after it was over. What about what's going on in Afghanistan? What about what's going on in Iraq? And what about what's going on in Libya? What about Guantanamo Bay? What about the Patriot Act? What about all these things that Obama has got his fingers into? The health care plan. What about all these things that President Obama has got his fingers into, and we are worrying about a birth certificate? I don't think this one's going to fly. We're worried about what he may or may not have said at Easter. We're worried that he plays basketball or had more vacations than any other president ever has or something. And I don't know if that's true, but you hear that all the time. No, no, no. What you look at is what he's done. That's what you pin it on. And now I look at the front page of the Record Searchlight, and I see something about a birth certificate. I look at tots, people worrying about wearing, losing preschools. What I don't see is that 8 U.S. soldiers and a U.S. employee were murdered by an Afghan Air Force officer on Tuesday. I don't see that. Where's that on the front page that we've just lost 8 more soldiers in Afghanistan due to a friendly fire incident? In this case, he started shooting. Taliban, of course, took all the credit for this, but that's not it. They said that he may have had mental problems or due to economic concerns. It makes no difference. Where does it say? Where do you see it? You go into the second page or the third page of the paper, and there it is. But 8 more killed, my friends. That's 8, and then we had 2 more the week before and 5 more the week before that. We're not seeing this anywhere. We're not seeing that our young men and women are being killed in Afghanistan. Why isn't this on the front page like it used to be? This is KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, 720 on April the 28th. And this is Free Fire Radio.
Hey, how about lunch with me on the Alana Burke Show, Monday through Friday from 12 to 1, unabashed, unafraid, and unadulterated conservative talk radio. Take a break, tune in, and join the conversation about politics, culture, and the conservative perspective. What happens nationally affects our state, our hometown, and our families. Call in and voice your opinion. Chances are, if it matters to you, it matters to a lot of people. The Alana Burke Show, Monday through Friday from 12 to 1. Be there.
Hi, I'm Frank Galusha, your host for My Outdoor Buddy Radio from 6 to 7 Saturday mornings here at KCNR 1460 AM. Our show is packed with fishing, hunting, and outdoor news you can use. All brought to you by The Fly Shop, Rolling Hills Casino, Sevillano Lynx, Clear Creek Sports Club, MyOutdoorBuddy.com, and many other fine sponsors. Tune in My Outdoor Buddy Radio every Saturday morning right here at 1460 AM for the latest fishing, hunting, and outdoor news.
Who can help you through the legal challenges of a divorce? Help you avoid mistakes and navigate this difficult process during an emotional time in your life?
I'm Pat Beasley. I'm committed to resolution-oriented family law. I'm here to listen and guide you successfully through the divorce process.
The Law Office of Patrick Beasley offers you the confident guidance of an experienced attorney to keep you from making mistakes. When it comes to issues like child custody, child support, visitation, and division of property, you'll have to live with the outcome for years to come. It must be done right. Pat Beasley and his team are ready to help. Competent, efficient representation from the Law Office of Patrick Beasley. Call today for a preliminary consultation at 229-0392. That's 229-0392.
Hello, Reading. This is Kurt Largent of Keller Williams Realty and the Largent Team. I'd like to ask you to listen in every Saturday morning here on KCNR for all of your questions with regards to real estate. Here's the bottom line. Amateur hour is over. The days of putting up a sign and waiting for the offers to roll in are gone. You need a superstar. You deserve an expert. You can't afford to settle with regards to your real estate. So please listen in every Saturday morning here on KCNR 1460, brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Level Pest, Pete Metz at Megastar Mortgage, and Keller Williams Realty.
Listen for the Kurt Largent Show at a new time, now Saturday mornings from 9 till 10.
Joe, technician from Safe Light Auto Glass.
My last customer was a busy mom with lots to do until she noticed a big crack in her windshield. She didn't want to drive with her baby in that car, so she scheduled online at safelight.com. No one makes replacing a windshield easier. Plus, she loved how Safe Light emails a photo of the technician, so she knew who was coming to her house and how soon.
Call 1-800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. And yeah, I walked the line. I walked the line. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. 7:23 in the morning on April the 28th. What's the weather like there, Bad Bob? Ah, gotcha, huh? Bad Bob's trying to answer the phone and push a button.
Yes. Considerable clouds this morning. Some decreasing clouds later in the day. High of about 69 degrees. Winds will be out of the west, gusting up to 20 miles an hour. It'll be partly cloudy tonight with near record low temperatures, right around 42 degrees. And then some clouds tomorrow thinning out. Nice spring-like weather, which we rarely get. Currently 51, and weather report always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards got Lou White's bands up there this Saturday. You're going to need reservations at 474-5546. Anselmo's, great food. It's better than that. It's five-star. The ambiance up there, the beauty of the place, the intimacy of the music area, and, of course, the way you're treated by the serving staff is just second to none. That's in Anselmo Vineyards. All right, let's go to the phones here. All right, you're on live on KCNR 1460. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's up?
Well, you're confusing the issues and the facts again, Carl.
Uh-oh.
Obama's got more important things to do than to worry about his birth certificate, like on Oprah TV and all that.
Oprah, that's right. He was on Oprah yesterday.
Yeah, and doing fundraising again, you know. He's ain't got time for his birth certificate to like this. No.
Well, he is, from what I understand, the state of Hawaii is still keeping the original there.
Yeah. And I'm sure that's the story, yeah.
Well, you know, here's my whole thing about this, my friend, is that we're spending hours and days, and people are spending a lot of energy on this. That yes, it would be the biggest fraud ever perpetuated on anybody if it turns out he wasn't born in America. But I see all these other things that are just wrong, and everybody should be hammering on that and not, you know, okay, birth certificate, fine, you know, put it to the side, go to the state of Hawaii, get a federal, you know, which you wouldn't ever be able to do, but get a federal injunction or something, whatever you call it, and get in there and say, show us the birth certificate. Well, other people have seen it. They say it's real. I don't care at this point, because we're in such a mess that what we've got to concentrate on is getting this whole policy changed.
Yes. And I like to comment about one of your blogs about Libya. The blogger commented that the Obama administration finally knows what they're doing, or knows what they're doing, whereas the two Bushes really screwed things up there about 9/11 happening and everything. But nothing about Slick Willie having the opportunity to take Osama, I get too confused, into custody.
Yeah. Well, you know, he did, you know, there was on two different occasions, Osama bin Laden has been targeted, and they had a chance of going after him. And in one case, the Clinton White House did not get back to them. And the other, they said they were worried about the legal ramifications. This was years before the, of course, the attack at 9/11. Well, you know what? You know, it's hindsight. You look back at it. There's probably things that that we can do better. Anyway, hey, thanks for the phone call.
You're welcome. All right. Have a good day.
You bet. You too. Okay, what else is going on here? You know what? The Classy Cafe. And Kathy and Millie. It's right on 2427 Athens Avenue. They're having, you know, they have great lunches and breakfast there. And I'm not sure, Bad Bob, is this one for the, is this their famous Friday dinner?
Could be their American-themed dinner if it's, what's first on the list?
Liver and onions.
That would be definitely an American.
Well, I know,
dinner.
But then they have chicken enchiladas, pork chili, chicken Veracruz, pork chili, and hand-cut New York steak. And so I'm thinking that this may be that Friday one. But anyway, you know, you got to go down there. It's like a mini museum of military. They are such great people, Millie and Kathy. 2427 Athens Avenue. It's called Classic Cafe. If you've not been there, you just need to go down there and see what they have on the walls and on the ceilings. It has so much to do with our local military, not, you know, not the world wars, not in, you know, not things from all over the nation and world. It's about our local guys and women, and they have great prices also. Classic Cafe. Okay. The things that things are talking about is in, before we go into our guest that I wanted to jump into also was that the children, they were talking about the kids back at and going back and looking at the monuments and the things at the changing of the guard at Arlington for the unknown soldier. And this is really a very respectful ceremony put on by the Army there. They march in and out, one man guarding it. And they had a bunch of kids come up laughing and shouting and talking. And what it does is, I mean, this is a place where you show respect. This, if there's no other place that you show respect, this is probably one of the top five. When this man and the soldier is marching back and forth to honor our unknown veterans. And the soldier stopped and turned to them and said, there will be silence during the ceremony. And it so embarrassed them that they all left, which was fine too. What's happening? Why does it have to take somebody to tell them? You know, you should show respect for here. You shouldn't be laughing and shouting and at each other during a ceremony like this. I mean, is it just kids today? I don't remember things like that happening before. But then again, I wasn't out there every day. Maybe it happened before. Maybe it happened back in the 90s and the 80s, the 70s and the 60s. Anyway, hey, we got to take a break here for the news. We come back, we've got our guest. We're going to be talking law matters. Then we're going to have Senator Doug LaMalfa on at 8 o'clock. And I've been holding off on economic questions till he gets here because I've got like eight of them. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
From the Fox Business Network, pending home sales rising 5.1% in March to its highest reading since November, and this is the second straight month of increases. Meanwhile, the U.S. economy slowing sharply during the first quarter as high gas prices cut into consumer spending. Real GDP coming in light, also of estimates showing that the economy expanding at an annual rate of 1.8%. This, a day after the Federal Reserve announced that it expects the economy will grow at a 3% pace in each of the next three quarters. And more Americans joining the unemployment line in the past week as initial claims rose to 429,000. The four-week average, which smooths out volatility, is at its highest level since mid-February. The latest round of economic news taking its toll on Wall Street as stocks struggle in early morning trading. The Dow, though, still up by about 20 points. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ashley Webster.
Micro talks with a real Ford service technician about brakes.
Bob Loeb's here. Been working on Ford cars for, what is that, 27 years?
27 years.
How do I know when I need to get brakes done?
Well, when you have your car serviced, you're going to have your brakes checked. At that point, they can tell you where you're at.
Stop in for a free brake inspection and get a $40 rebate on Motorcraft Complete Brake Service.
People love to talk about how fast a car can get from 0 to 55 or whatever. Right. I'm interested in how fast it can go from 55 to 0.
See participating California dealership or visit FordOwner.com for vehicle exclusions and rebate details through 531-11.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's Victoria Curtis of Cars California Auto Repair and Smog speaking with another satisfied customer.
This is Jeff Skaggs with Northern California Notary Services. How long have you known Barb White and been bringing your vehicles to Cars?
Since I started my business, Northern Business Associates.
Since 2006, you bring your cars in for what kind of services?
You know, I bring my car in for everything. In my business, I have to have my car or I don't have a business. I like the fact that I can bring my car in, have the concierge service so I can drop my car off and get a ride back to my office, then I don't have to worry about it. The biggest thing is trust. I know that they're going to take care of it.
That's great. Thank you. And what would you say is the hallmark of Cars?
It's the trust in the service. I can take my car in. They'll call me, let me know what needs to be done. They'll take care of it and get it back to me that day.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends?
I always refer people to Cars. It's a matter of just somebody that I trust to take care of my vehicle.
California Auto Repair and Smog, 246-9277, 246-9277.
Are you a movie buff? Or do you just like movies like I do? If you do, join Don Shulman every Sunday from 11 to 12, right here on KCNR 1460. We'll be talking about your favorite movie, your least favorite movie, what's happening in the movie industry, what's releasing, what's going on, and hearing from you, the most important person, the critic. So join me, Don Shulman, every Sunday from 11 to 12 here on KCNR.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. That number again is 244-7873.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:35 in the morning on April the 28th. Good morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite. That's Dish Satellite, 244-1988. Doug Tooley does Dish Satellite. Do not call that 800 number. That's not local, my friends. You know, you want to do your business with a local guy. He's been here in the business since 1985. He's a veteran of the 82nd Airborne. He can make a deal for you, get free HD TV. You got to call him, though, to find out how to do that. That's Doug Tooley, B&T Satellite at 244-1988. Let's go to the phones. Jeff.
Good morning, Carl.
This is Jeff from the Patriot Guard. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. Great day we got here. I'm here to just pass the word out. The 13th annual Fallen Rider Memorial Run is going to be this Saturday. Going to start from Lee's Honda there in Reading, from sign-ups from 8 to 10. And this ride started in 13 years ago, 98. A couple were killed by in a motorcycle wreck. And since then, every year, everybody gets together and does this ride. And the proceeds benefit some children in the local area. This one will be the Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation. Anyway, it's always been a really good ride and really good food and a lot of pins and needles and T-shirts at the start of the race. Not a race. Well, it's, maybe some guys it's a race.
But not you and me.
I know. We're old dudes. We're cruisers.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, tell us again. Okay, Fallen Rider Run.
Fallen Rider. There'll probably be a couple hundred riders, and it starts at Lee's Honda there in Reading.
Uh-huh.
8 o'clock is starts to sign up and last bike out at 10.
Okay, 8 o'clock sign up and 10 o'clock is last bike out.
Right.
And how long does this usually take?
Till around something like 2 p.m.
And then there's chow afterwards, of course.
Yeah, really good chow. Every year it's been really good food. Some of the best food of any of the rides around.
Well, we support these. We support all. We support runs that do good work for charities. You know that.
And yeah, this is supported by the Cascade Wings, the Blue Knights, the Lassen Riders, and CMA and the touring group. So it's the major fun guys.
Okay, the fun guys.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so the Fallen Rider Run starts at Lee's Honda. Got to be there at 8 o'clock to sign up. And the last bike out by 10 o'clock, and they're going to have chow afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. There's a lot of things going
on
this weekend.
I'm going to be starting guys, and I'll be dressed like a motorcycle person.
Like a motorcycle. What color boa will you be wearing?
Yeah.
Hey. We also have a number of other things going this weekend too, like the CVAC, honoring of the veteran individual veteran of the year who's helped the most, and also the organization that's helped the most. And that's going Saturday also.
Yeah, that'll be Saturday late afternoon, early evening.
Yeah, it's like 5:30, something like that. That's we're going to be talking more about that too. But, hey, Jeff, thank you so much for the phone call.
Roger that.
All right, you take care and keep the rubber on the ground this time.
The rubber side down.
Yeah, there you go. Take care.
All right.
That's Jeff. Jeff heads up the Patriot Guard riders here. In fact, he's the assistant state captain. He heads up all the North State here, does a whole lot for our community. You know, before we get to our guest, we're going to take a quick break. That way we can have more time to spend with our legal counsel. This is Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It is 7:38 in the morning, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Pull up a seat, place your bets, and get ready for the action at Wind River Casino as they offer the hottest variety of table games in the North State. Everyday favorites like blackjack. You can't go wrong with a classic. His single-deck blackjack hand-pitched Moyer style, three-card poker, four-card poker, fortune pike-out poker. Better yet, the notorious $500 blackjack races are back. Plus, new to the pit, one of the oldest and most popular casino games, Mini Baccarat. Wind River Casino is the place to be for your Cinco de Mayo celebration. Thursday, May 5th, listen to the live mariachi band, the Mariachi Santa Maria Trio, under a palapas. And watch as the newly renovated Elements Patio transforms into a little piece of the Mexican Riviera. Enjoy a delicious Mexican buffet, $7.95, $2 Coronas, $3 Margaritas on the rocks, party favors and fun. Festivities begin at 5 p.m. Wind River offers a free Safe Ride courtesy shuttle home. Call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to windriver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
At Timberline Heating and Air, we're your local Carrier heating and cooling experts, ready to install a new, more efficient Carrier HVAC unit in your home or office for much less than you might expect. Right now, with federal tax credits, local utility rebates, and manufacturer rebates, your total savings could add up to $3,400. Call Timberline now for a complete, honest estimate on a new Carrier system to save you hundreds of dollars in future energy costs. Pay for itself in year-round utility savings and provide you with a 10-year parts warranty. That's the best parts warranty in the industry. Concerned about the respiratory health of your family? Give Timberline a call for a price on a complete duct cleaning, keeping your system functioning at maximum capacity and providing fresh air through your entire home or office. Call 221-2222 or visit us online at timberlinehvac.com. We've been around longer, we work harder, we're the best value, and we have the best warranty. Turn to the experts at Timberline Heating and Air, 221-2222. Timberline Heating and Air, your local heating and cooling experts.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today. She's got her big show tonight, though. She's going to be doing On the Spot with Linda Bott. And she has got a full show. Valerie from Elegant Soul, North Star Sessions, big recording group's going to be calling in. They're going to play a couple cuts off their new album. Of course, there's Victoria from California Auto Repair and Smog or Cars, a holy woman-owned and operated business. Giveaways. Oh, my gosh, the giveaways. Jewelry, you know, mall certificates, you name it. That starts at 6 p.m. tonight, On the Spot with Linda Bott. Okay, my guest, Thomas Smith, Jr. Good morning, Thomas Smith.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
I'm fine. Now, Tom is a young lawyer who, along with his partner, Mr. Wright, and Doug.
Doug Wright, yes.
Doug Wright, have opened up a place here in town. Now, how would I ordinarily meet Tom and Doug? Well, this is how it happened. As you know, we support as many fundraisers for different groups, and it was Jeans, Jewels, and Jazz for Turtle Bay, and they had asked us to donate a dinner at our house, of a paella dinner with sangria, and let people bid on this. And that's how we met Tom and Doug. They won the bidding that night. Why would you bid that much money for a dinner that you're not even sure is edible?
Well, first, we think it's really important to be involved in the community, and so an event like that was something that we simply could not miss. And when we thought we had an opportunity to get something that sounded like fun and we could include some of our friends and family, we couldn't miss that opportunity. So,
well, you know, it's going to be fun, and it's for eight people. And I've served this to our close friends and family and other people, and they've all enjoyed it. And we are so happy to be able to open our house to you and Doug and your friends, because it did go to a really good cause with the Turtle Bay. So
we look forward to it.
Well, you know, but tell us a little bit about yourself. This is y'all just started this, your firm, not that long ago. Is that right?
Yeah, Doug and I started our firm September of last year, so we've been going at it now for about 8 months, and things are going along very nicely. And it seems like we have a bright future ahead of us. As long as we work hard and keep the expenses down, we should be fine.
Well, we know all about that, small business here. How'd you get to Reading?
Doug and I were both at a firm here in town, and Doug is a longtime Shasta County resident. He grew up here in Burney. I have some ties here with my family. My father grew up in Red Bluff, and my mom and dad made it back here about 10 years ago, I guess. And so it was a good match when Doug and I met, and both have some local ties, and we thought it would be a good endeavor to start a new law firm.
Okay. Now, before we get back to your questions, we've got the boss on the phone here. Good morning, boss.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Linda.
Hey, Tom and Doug. Welcome to the show, guys.
Wait a minute. Hang on.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, say that again.
I'd say welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
And we are looking forward to having you to the house. Thank you for bidding on that. I couldn't be there. I am on assignment. I'm down in Red Bluff, and then I'm coming back up to Reading. But I just wanted to, you know, I was very excited about you guys being on the show and your new endeavor. Best of luck to you, and we're really looking forward to hearing the meat and potatoes of what you guys, you know, what you're seeing in law today, and in of course in the Reading area as well, since you guys are right in it. But I also wanted to let you know, Carl, and everybody that's listening, that I just got my go-ahead that tomorrow we will have two of the cast members from CATS, which is going to be at the Reading Convention Center on May 4th. They will be calling in tomorrow. We're going to be doing a ticket giveaway. So tomorrow I'm really excited about that, and I think I'm going to be able to score two tonight on my show to give away tickets for CATS.
Okay. When's that going to be? And that's going to be playing what? Next
May 4th. That's
May 4th.
Next Wednesday.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Tom, you guys have a great time on the radio.
Thank you.
Let's put something in the calendar soon for Carl's great paella dinner here at our house.
You got it. I look forward to it. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Okay, hon.
Okay, bye.
Love you. Okay, you know, when the boss calls, we both know this.
Hey, the boss calls, you better answer the
jump
phone.
Jump in on that one.
Yeah.
She was so excited about being able to get those tickets that she could share with people, too. Okay, so you did have local ties to the community then?
We both have local ties, yeah.
Okay. Now, starting a law firm, my sister's a lawyer, so I guess I've been around it, except we've never been, you know, and she lives cross country, and there's so many different types of law that people can can practice in. So what do you and your partner do?
Doug and I do quite a bit of commercial and business litigation. We also do some plaintiff's work, and we also do some trust planning and trust litigation as well.
So it seems like there's a number of law firms here in Reading.
There are.
Is this because there's just a lot of contentious people, or is this just kind of what you see everywhere?
I think it's what we see everywhere. I haven't read the data or the stats, but I don't feel that there are any more lawyers in Reading per capita than any other city. But sometimes it seems like there are a number of them.
It does seem like. I mean, you know, you look, you drive around, it seems like there's a lot. So now tell us, you know, what do you do when you're not a lawyer, when you're out just having a good time?
Oh, I like to get out on the golf course once in a while. I like to spend time with my friends and family. Like to play a little tennis, play a little music.
Okay.
Normal stuff.
Just normal stuff like that. You don't go out there and climb like, you know, Yosemite and, you know, do whitewater rafting down the Grand Canyon by yourself.
No adrenaline junkie here.
Oh, okay. All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. This is Carl and Linda Byers. We're on KCNR 1460. It's 7:48 in the morning. Our guest is Thomas Smith, one half of the Smith Wright Law Firm. And we're glad to have him on. We like to welcome new businesses and you know, young entrepreneurs into our fold here. And this is Free Fire Radio.
Count on it.
Summertime in Reading is hot.
It's not too early to think about cool places to hang out, and the coolest place in Reading is Waterworks Park.
Early Bird Waterworks Park season passes are on sale now. Save as much as 30% off the regular season price and 50% off the special event prices.
Purchase your annual season pass now for only $44.95 and save $10 off the regular season pass price.
That comes out to less than 42 cents a day for a full summer of wet and wild summertime fun at Waterworks Park.
Get wet, get away. There's something here for everyone. Woo.
Early Bird Season Pass now at great preseason savings.
Order by phone, order online at waterworkspark.com, or slide by the park to order in person.
Waterworks Park ready!
And you'll have fun, fun shooting down the mountain at Waterworks Park.
Hello, website lost and found. How may I help you?
I've lost my website. I can't find it anywhere.
Have you checked the search engines? Google? Yahoo?
Yes, I'm afraid it will never be found. It's really overdue for its update.
You should call Shasta.com. They can help you find your website in the search engines and take care of those much-needed updates.
Hi, I'm Andy Main from Shasta.com. If this sounds familiar, then you need to give us a call. We can improve your website's visibility in the search engines and update your site with a fresh look and new content. We have many programs to help you with your online advertising, from search engine optimization to our local online directory, and with our new online coupon advertising program on Redding.net, we can drive traffic to your website. Isn't it time for your website to be found? Call us today at 224-6866 or stop by our office on Mistletoe Lane. Or visit us on the web at Shasta.com. This is Andy Main, and don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
Today, four-door crew cabs are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don's Deck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of small machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got larger. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked. If you were lucky. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. 7:52 in the morning on April the 28th. It's 51 degrees out there. Looks like it'd be a good day today. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, great coffee, great prices. Finest walk-in humidor in the state. And they support our community. They support our community. They support our veterans. Joe and Shelley are great Americans. They've been in business for 35 years, and Tobacco and Brew offers up their meeting rooms for free. They have free Wi-Fi. They just do a lot to help the community. Again, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest, Thomas Smith, Jr., part of the Smith-Wright Law Firm, which we had on because they, not because of that, when we met them through a Turtle Bay auction, and then we thought, you know, interesting young men that are starting a law firm in town, and we just talked about it. There's a lot of law firms in town.
Mm-hmm.
What makes yours different?
Well, I think one of the things that makes us different is the fact that we offer flat fee billing, and one of the complaints that you hear from people about lawyers is that the billing practice and the billing process and what you get billed for, et cetera, is something that people find to be a little bit irritating at times. And we've tried to address that by offering flat fee rates. It means that you can feel comfortable calling your attorney. It means that you don't have to worry about being nickeled and dimed for what happens over the course of the litigation or the event.
You get those bills that say 5.6 minutes or 5.3 minutes or something like that. I mean,
right. And obviously some litigation calls for that, but there are many types of law and litigation where a flat fee is an efficient way to approach it. And it's something that we offer. And to be honest, people have been very positive about it.
Well, it seems like a different way of doing things. So you just come in and say, I want this done. How much is it going to cost me? And you're going to tell them, I don't know, do you do divorces or things like that?
We don't do any family law.
Okay, how about I've been accused of going through a photo light. Do you do that stuff?
No criminal law for us either.
Oh, that's too bad. Bad Bob may need your help here, sir. Okay, well, Hey, what would you say then is, I mean, is when people come to you, mm-hmm. usually, is there a common thread when somebody goes to see a lawyer like this? I mean, do they feel like, my God, I've been wronged? That's where I picture it.
I think you're right on, Carl. The unifying factor between almost all clients is a frustration with what's going on and their desire or their apparent desire to change that situation. And they feel sometimes that they're just at the end and they've got to get some help. And that's when they go see a lawyer if it calls for a legal analysis and a different profession otherwise. But yeah, they're at their wit's end. That's where they are.
That's what I would think. And the other thing too, I think it's just protection, that something happens and somebody, I mean, we've all seen this. I mean, a lawsuit that is just, is the word frivolous?
It's a good word.
But you've got to protect yourself because you can't just let, I mean, just doesn't mean common sense is going to work, right?
I agree with you. There are a lot of frivolous lawsuits out there, and unfortunately, you do have to defend yourself. And there are some things you can do afterward. You can try and get back at him for filing such a frivolous lawsuit, but in the meantime, you better defend yourself. And so Doug and I both believe that preventative maintenance is better money spent than trying to deal with litigation later.
Okay, preventive maintenance. Well, you mean like trying to head it off before it starts or
Sure. If you're buying a piece of property, make sure you do your due diligence. If you're starting a business, make sure that the business is formed properly. Make sure that your hiring and firing practices are in order. Take care of the stuff at the forefront so that you avoid a potential problem down the way.
Okay. You do a lot of do work with estate planning and that kind of stuff, or is that?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Yeah.
We do trust planning and also trust litigation.
Trust litigation. Oh, you know, that's one of the things Linda and I've always, you know, you see these things and you hear people talking about it, that everybody is pretty much a loving family.
You hope so.
Until, you know, grandpa dies and then the knives are out.
They are.
How can you prevent that?
Well, one of the ways that you can prevent it is to get a trust done. And I recommend a little bit more transparency than maybe older generations did. I think, you know, a long time ago, however long ago that is, there was this feeling that everything had to be secret. And I think nowadays, I think it's a little bit different. People are of a different generation, and I think it's much better at this point to tell people what's going on, tell the beneficiaries, tell the trustee what's going on. And it makes it much more difficult for someone to come out of the woodwork and make a problem for you later.
That's what I would be thinking, is that, you know, so people know what's going on with it so they can start the fights early.
Agreed.
And if you don't have a trust, I mean, we've only got a couple minutes here. It's something can the state step in if somebody goes without a will?
They can. That's a long way down the line. There are a number of steps before that, but the state can step in, yes.
Oh, that would be fun.
That would be terrible.
Okay. Well, we've only got like a minute left. Thomas, thanks a lot for being on the show. And wait a minute. You need, first of all, say hello to your parents.
Yeah, I'd like to say hello to Tom and Susan Smith, the great parents. And
they listen to the show. Hey.
Yeah, that's right.
Good morning, Tom. And Susan?
Susan, that's
all right. Now, you also have something else to say, too, I think, or you're getting deep trouble.
That's right. I would be in deep trouble if I did not mention that I am a very proud member of Reading East Rotary and a great group of men and women. And I just now avoided a fine. So there you go.
No, you didn't. We just beeped that out. Oh, nah, no, I'm just kidding. Just kidding, Tom.
Oh, no.
Okay, when you gather up your other partner here, you know, what we'd like to do is maybe have a segment one day, just we talk just general legal questions. You know, people ask questions about, hey, what's this mean? What's this mean? We'd put a disclaimer on it. That's, you know, that, so you wouldn't be sued later.
I would be more than willing to do that. That'd be fun.
I think that there's a spot out there for that, just to have a general question time for people. They can ask questions to the lawyers.
That'd be great.
Okay. All right. We come back. Senator Doug LaMalfa said he's going to be calling in here about 8:03. I want to talk to him about what's going on with this tax. Let's tax the rich. Let's tax everybody. Let's extend fees for 5 years without telling us exactly what they're going to do like they did last time. And what about tyranny of the Democrats? How could they even propose what I have just read in the paper? Something to think about. And we're going to talk about it when we come back in our next segment. It's Carl and Linda Bott. KCNR 1460, and this is Free Fire Radio.
And this is KCNR Shasta Redding.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Dave Anthony. It's like bombs were dropped all across the South.
I see bricks everywhere. I see cars. I see people dead.
More than 200 dead. 131 in Alabama alone.
We expect that number to rise today. In fact, we're sure it will.
Governor Robert Bentley.
We do have massive destruction of property.
And that destruction is spread across five states. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown has more live.
Well, Dave, outside of Alabama, more tornadoes, more destruction, and more damage. Eddie Cantrell is a pastor in Trenton, Georgia.
We have some people who've lost their homes. We have some people here who are still looking for family members.
13 people are confirmed dead in Georgia. The violent weather streaking across states like Mississippi, where 32 are counted dead so far. 24 are dead in Tennessee. Virginia reports 8. Kentucky says one off-duty police officer was killed in a weather-related incident. The National Weather Service storm prediction teams say they've gotten 137 reports of tornadoes so far, Dave.
Evan, the economy is still growing, and the White House calls that encouraging, but today's report shows growth January to March slowed sharply down to 1.8% from 3.1% the quarter before. New jobless claims surged to 429,000 last week, but on Wall Street, the Dow's up 20. The day before the big wedding, a royal disinvitation. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin live outside London's Buckingham Palace.
It's the ambassador of Syria getting his invitation revoked. Britain's government today protesting the violent crackdown on civilians there in Syria this week. Meanwhile, several hundred loyal royal fans erecting tents along the route right now, a day early, securing a ringside seat for the pageantry tomorrow. Crowd barriers are up, police are out in force, but it's a light-hearted atmosphere. Officers insisting they want to blend in the background as much as possible. Dave.
Alistair, an Ohio man has pleaded guilty today to trying to force his girlfriend to get an abortion at gunpoint, driving her to a clinic where she did not go through with the procedure but did have them call police. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
The car of your dreams is now within your reach, literally. Take a look at that little blue OnStar button right up there on your rearview mirror. Well, now when you push it, you could be one of 10 people to win the Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, or Cadillac of your choice. You don't even have to be a current OnStar customer. Just push your blue OnStar button, stay on the line to talk to an advisor, and you're eligible to win. Imagine yourself cruising down the boulevard in your Inferno orange Chevrolet Corvette, pulling up to work in a Cadillac CTS coupe, turning heads in your stylish new Buick LaCrosse, treading responsibly in the backcountry in your GMC Yukon Hybrid. The choice is yours. The OnStar Push-On Sweepstakes. Your dream car at the push of a button. There's no obligation. Just reach up and push it now. Sweeps exclude Chevrolet Volt. No purchase necessary. Visit OnStar.com for rules and alternate entry details. Void where prohibited. Ends May 31st, 2011. Must be 18 years of age or age of majority and U.S. or Canadian legal resident. Limit 3 entries per person regardless of entry method. But only one blue OnStar button pushed per vehicle.
President Obama will make the formal announcement this afternoon. Big changes coming to his administration.
As expected, Defense Secretary Robert Gates steps down effective June 30th. The president will name current CIA Chief Leon Panetta to take over. General David Petraeus leaves his command of operations in Afghanistan to take over at the CIA. General John Allen, Deputy Central Command Director, will be nominated to take over in Afghanistan. And Ryan Crocker becomes ambassador to Afghanistan, all subject to Senate confirmation. The White House calling this the strongest possible team to execute the administration's plan. At the White House, Mike Makowicz, Fox News Radio.
It's been 49 days since Japan's devastating earthquake and tsunami.
Today, Buddhist monks helped their souls move to the next plane of existence. A ceremony so important, the Dalai Lama came to Japan to lend his voice in the prayers. As the service ended, 1,200 mourners were given bags with bottled water, tea, and soap instead of the traditional funeral gifts as they went back to shelters and an uncertain future of their own. In Tokyo, Mike Tuggle, Fox News Radio.
Thousands are converging on Cape Canaveral. Maybe hundreds of thousands could watch tomorrow's space shuttle launch. The NFL owners will be appealing a judge's refusal to lift her order to lift the league's lockout on players. Tonight, the NFL goes prime time.
In spite of the labor dispute that threatens this fall's football season, the NFL draft will go on.
It's a great event because it's a reality show.
Commissioner Roger Goodell on the NFL Network, the star of this year's show, Heisman Trophy winning quarterback Cam Newton.
You will see me doing everything possible to become the best player that I could possibly be.
Despite the distraction of pay-for-play allegations, Newton led Auburn University to the national championship. He and two dozen other college stars will be at the draft, even though the labor dispute put pressure on them to stay away. In New York, Ron Flatter, Fox News Radio.
The Carolina Panthers are expected to take Newton with the first pick in the draft tonight. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today. She's on her way down to Red Bluff. It's 8:05 on April the 28th. One more working day until the 1st of May this weekend. That ought to be, it's kind of like spring and everything is new and everybody should be like, yeah, let's start this thing over again. Let's start this shebang over. Hey, our phone lines are 530-605-4567 and we're streaming at kcnr1460.com. And you can join our chat room, as many have. So I'm looking at it here, Angel and Man Oh Man and Indie Guy and Gator and many, many others. Son, she's there. So join in on that. They're discussing right now, they're discussing everything. And it's going from Vietnam to Obama and everything else and every place in between and about sanctuary cities. Our guest is Senator Doug LaMalfa. And the senator has been our guest on several occasions, many, many occasions, in fact. And we always welcome the senator because he gives us the straight scoop when we ask him questions and when our guest and when our listeners ask him questions. So good morning, Senator.
Good morning. How are you, Carl?
We're doing fine. How are you doing today?
Great. Just making the commute stack here. So getting ready to take on some big issues here today again.
What would you say the biggest issue is today? I mean, I know overall the economy, but is there a specific one today that you're going after?
Well, it looks like there's a vote coming up today on six contracts with the different state employees today. They range from engineers to the correctional officers in prison, four other ones. So That's going to be a big vote today. The need for pension reform and just an ongoing better contracts in certain states, that's been a pretty difficult issue because the governor has done all the negotiating himself with these contracts and hasn't really brought it to the legislature, especially for Republican input.
Well, now, has there been any type of changes in the retirement and pension systems that in these new contracts?
Well, there's been, little tweaks here and there on them where there might be some short-term gain, but then longer-term obligations on them. And since there's six different ones, it's hard to detail the differences in each one. So some of them become a little more open-ended and have promised more benefits either at the time of retirement or raises later on. And, it isn't really conducive long-term. The governor, when he originally laid this out as part of the total budget package, said that he was going to seek $300 million worth of savings as part of this budget year to be part of the total solution. And it only ended up accomplishing about $100 million in savings. So we have to go out and find an extra $200 million now somehow or another because he didn't meet that goal in his negotiations for these contracts. So it just puts that much more pressure on the rest of the budget, which isn't going very well either.
Yeah, we want to talk about that too. But here in Reading, as you know, we did Measure A and B, where said that the union should pay that full 9% in their CalPERS and change the health thing. Under these new negotiations, are the unions paying their CalPERS?
Each contract is different, and then some of them have been asked to pay a little more in their retirement or take a little less salary, and there's give backs and there's takes there. So it has been a give and take process. I won't say that nothing's happened, but given the whole picture here nationally, statewide, more needs to be done in order to have it viable long term. I mean, some of them are end loaded in the contract, such as giving a pay raise on the last day of the contract, which will spike the pay rate at which they base their retirement upon on the last day of the contract.
Oh, that's cool.
That's kind of problematic where we're seeing so much spiking in other areas.
Yeah.
So they don't see the pay raise per se, but they do see it as part of the structure of how the retirement numbers are based. So I don't expect the bills are going to pass today because they require 2/3 vote, and Republicans are required to give at least a couple of the votes in order to pass it. And if they won't talk to us about what we need to see in the contracts, then I don't see how we're supposed to support them until such a point they want to come back to the table and have them reflect what we're looking for. So that's just one of many things we're working on.
Okay. Hey, Senator, we got to take a quick break here. When we come back, we'll hop back into the some of the economic issues. Also, we've had a lot of questions coming across in the chat room about illegal immigration. Is that just going to stay the way it is? And there's just a few others, too. So we'll get to those as soon as we get back. This is Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It is 8:11 in the morning. Our guest is Senator Doug LaMalfa, and this is Free Fire Radio.
MD Imaging has been there on numerous occasions for all three of my kids. The care that I've received at MD Imaging has always been wonderful. They treated my family and I very respectfully. They took a lot of worry out of situations we've been in. I had an appointment in particular with one of my kids where he had to have a procedure that I could not be with him. And they were very accommodating and put my mind at ease and let me actually be in an area where they let me watch the procedure so that I could know he was okay. And they explain the situation. They explain exactly what they're gonna do, what you have to go through. As a mom, that was a big deal because it was a scary situation.
Celebrating 60 years of service, MD Imaging brings together technology and compassion to gain life-saving knowledge about your health.
Thank you for being there for my family.
MD Imaging. Trust.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle an addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab. And we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Need a break?
But don't have time or money.
Want to get away?
From the pressures of life?
Escape to another world.
Inside your head.
New radio theater.
Original radio drama.
Every Sunday at 4 p.m.
on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Listen and vote for your favorite.
As you are transported into an audio world of fact and fiction.
Playwrights compete for a $5,000 grand prize.
Information and live streaming at
newradiotheater.com.
Brought to you by Generation DVD's Family Video.
And Song Roaster, the ultimate singing Telegram.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. 8:14 in the morning on April the 28th. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Advantage Eye Care with Dr. Joseph Alaya. It's on Hartnell Avenue in the latest design, progressive lenses with free form design. Now, let's talk about getting your eyes checked. We went down there the other day. First of all, it is a great office. The people there are very friendly, very knowledgeable, and Dr. Laya came in and found something that we had yet taken care of. A very thorough examination, and I tell you what, you need to have your eyes checked on a regular basis. A regular basis. And if you're worried about insurance, they have no problem. They have complete eyewear packages with two-year warranties. They've got all types of things. But you need to go down there and talk to him. He's on Hartnell Avenue. His phone number is 223-2325. We're really, really glad we went down there to see Dr. Laya. Our guest, Senator Doug LaMalfa. And, Senator, are you still with us here?
Yes, sir.
Okay. In the front page of the paper today, of the Reading paper, I realize it may not have made it in the New York paper, but in front page here, that Californians back tax hikes for the wealthy. Now, it doesn't exactly say that, but you kind of like pull that out of there as that, that 56% of likely voters favor a special election giving the electorate a right to decide key budget questions, and that they oppose, though, raising personal income taxes to maintain current funding for schools. I don't know if you saw that. I don't know if you saw that, and it came out of Sacramento by the Associated Press.
I haven't spotted that particular article yet, but you hear plenty about it, which is always, don't tax you, don't tax me, go tax the guy behind the tree, which we're hearing a lot about this. Cleverly written way of putting it, saying people want the right to vote. Well, they have the right to vote. No one's denying the right to vote. They're not being straightforward in asking what they really want, is that they want us to call a special election and put the issue on the ballot, okay? So if that's what they want, that's what they need to ask for.
Well, what they're saying is that the Brown, as you know, wants to extend for 5 years the increases on personal income, sales, and vehicle taxes. Now, when they did it for 2 years before, it was to help balance the budget. And instead, we went in even deeper. Has he explained about this 5 years and what it would do, what they would do with the money?
It's part of the same thing in that. They're the same taxes that the voters already rejected in May of 2009. So we're back talking about the same issues, only they do want to extend them for 5 years instead of only 2 years. The voters rejected by a 2-to-1 margin at the polls in a special election those same taxes. Now how are they supposed to believe that anything has gotten better, that they should vote for it for 5 more years in another special election? And then there's the factor that special elections cost about $90 million to do in the state of California when you get all 58 counties and the whole number of people that are in it. So it isn't just such an easy thing to say, I want the right to vote, because it costs money and it's answering a question that's already been answered at least a couple of times in different forms of taxation. The voters, the message we should be getting in Sacramento is the voters want us to fix it, not keep coming back to them. The 2 years that people paid the taxes should have been also coinciding with reforms to state government, so people would have some faith or belief that government has done its job during that time. And nothing's gotten better. We haven't done any reforms to the pension system, retirement system. We haven't placed a spending cap on the legislature, who can't control themselves on spending, nor gone after any of the regulations that are killing jobs. And it's the economy that really drives how much money the state gets, not by tweaking the taxes some more. So if we're not doing to help the economy, we're not going to get out of this anyway.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. That was one of my other questions about making California more business friendly. Has there been anything done to have that happen, to lessen some of the onerous laws that come on to people in California that you see businesses moving out of the state?
Well, there's a bill up pretty soon to make it a requirement that you provide, if a worker has worked at least 7 days in the state, that worker will now be eligible to get at least 5 to 7 days of paid sick leave. So basically, if the New York Mets come to California and play the Dodgers and then the Padres and the Giants, they've worked a minimum of 7 days in a series, and they would be eligible for paid sick leave under the California laws being proposed. So there's one example right there. Someone else is trying to push up the minimum wage with a bill. They continue to add more ideas for regulation and raising the fees on siting solar power plants to $75,000 per permit. You can see the atmosphere's probably not become more business-friendly since we've already asked the voters for two more years' worth of taxes back in 2009. The legislature hasn't done its side to help foster a better atmosphere with those extra tax dollars at the time. So why in the world would the voters say, yeah, we're really confident in what you're doing down there. We're going to go ahead and give you five more years' worth of taxes increases because you're doing such a bang-up job in Sacramento.
You know, this thing about the 7 days, so if my sister comes here and gives a couple of lectures over a period of 10 days, then then she says, okay, I want 7 days sick leave. Does she have to work for a company here in town, right, or in the state?
As I understand it, it can be an out-of-state company.
And the state pays it, or the company has to pay it then?
No, it's the company that has to pay it. You know, I mean, employers, just because they offer somebody a job, now seem to have their employees move into their home with them and have to take care of them forever. It's, you know, no wonder nobody wants to hire.
Yeah.
So, no wonder, you know, when you have a card check law that requires only signatures on a card instead of an actual election to whether a union is going to come in and organize your workers or be a union in your workplace. There's not even a secret ballot anymore. Well, all it's going to do is drive people to further mechanize and automate. You know, they don't get that.
Yeah. Hey, look, we got to take a quick break here, Senator. There's just, you know what, it just keeps getting better and better here. So we're going to take a break and come back because I want to talk about this, about a threat made by a Democrat against the Republican and the people, or the Republican districts here. It's Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
River Casino is offering a fabulous Mother's Day brunch on Sunday, May 8th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Menu includes chef-carved Baron beef, baked chicken breast, omelet station, seafood arrangement featuring Dungeness crab, along with an array of desserts. Relax and enjoy your valued time with family. Adults $25, children 5 to 12 years $10, under 4 years eat free. Reservations preferred. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Log on to winriver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Bingo is better on the river, paying out over $100,000 guaranteed cash monthly.
100 large.
Plus $5,000 free slot play, $12,000 and $20,000 monthly sessions. Play our hottest new bingo game, $10,000 Super Bingo Coverall.
Super Bingo.
The games keep going and the jackpots keep growing. Play bingo at Wind River Casino. You only have to be 18 to play high-stakes Indian bingo. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Or log on to winriver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Better on the river.
Everywhere around the world.
If you're concerned about fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution, then join Elizabeth and Aaron on Sunday mornings for We the People, 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Our expert guests cover everything from private property rights to how our local government can impact your life. Don't miss out on the wealth of knowledge on We the People, brought to you by the Reading Tea Party. America.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Thank you. Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 8:25 in the morning on April the 28th. Carl and the Bot, Linda's on assignment. This portion of the show brought to you by BNT Satellite. 244-1988. It's dish satellite. It does not start with an 800. Call local. Call Doug Tooley. He guarantees his work. He does great work. He's a veteran. 244-1988. Our guest, Senator Doug LaMalfa. And we've been talking about things that are just so weird with new legislation that you have to laugh. Otherwise, we'd march down there with pitchforks and torches, Senator.
Well, go ahead and bring the tar and the feathers, too. I mean, people are going to be fed up here pretty quick if they're not already.
Well, I have a statement here that I'd like you to comment on. State Senate President Pro Tem Daryl Steinberg of Sacramento said he is interested in a suggestion by Treasurer Bill Locklear to reduce services in Republican districts if GOP lawmakers refuse to allow Californians to vote on taxes.
Yeah, the Treasurer came out a few days ago with that idea, and then our Senate President, Mr. Steinberg, was echoing that yesterday, that he was thinks it would be a worthy thing to think about, too. And my response is, go ahead and cut these services, such as fish and game coming around and shutting people's ranches and farms down and taking the water. Go ahead, cut out enforcement of these silly AB 32 global warming laws, and cut out all these other requirements that are anti-business, and quit sending all these busybodies up here. We'll be glad to do without those services.
Of course, that's not what they're talking about, but the idea that the Democratic majority would say that they would cut off services, you know, if they want to cut off services, and this is many of our chatters have said, why don't you cut off services to those that are here illegally?
There's always that, but, you know, with any tax that's on a ballot, it's always about making you pay more for the things you do care about. So that puts us always in the crosshairs of saying, well, you're going to lose your police and your fire, your sheriffs, your libraries, your roads, if you don't pay this additional tax. And I know enough people out there that are fed up with that thought process and being held hostage by their government to pay more, because we never have anything on the ballot about government waste or about should we go ahead and fund illegal immigration using schools and health care and all those aspects of illegal immigration. We never get asked that question. Instead, legislators like me and some of my other colleagues propose that, and it gets shot down in the first committee.
Is it just something to accept, is that there's never going to be immigration reform in the state of California, that it's going to have to come at the national level?
Well, you never accept it because it's wrong. And so we always have to keep the pressure on, be activists on the issue. And if they don't feel discomfort with the policy, then they become more and more accustomed to it. So we don't ever give up. There's certain things we could do at the state level, and it really, Carl, it's going to take the initiative process to do that. I tried to help do the California Border Police Initiative a few years ago here. We got about 400,000 signatures, but that wasn't enough. It was a grassroots effort. I'm hoping with all the people that are more tuned into government through the Tea Parties and through the people going to town halls and such, that if we were to rally our combined efforts again, maybe we could put something like the California Border Police, which would have a state-run organization to arrest and detain those that are found to be illegal immigrant criminals.
Well, that's a good idea, except for one thing, is that you'd have a Democratic-controlled Congress or Assembly and Senate who already doesn't want to touch anything. Wouldn't they be in charge of them, and wouldn't they have to fund them?
Well, the initiative, you would write it to overcome that legislature. You would have to build in the funding source into the initiative there, but if the voters approve it, they approve it. So
yeah.
And at the federal level, hopefully there's help on the way with the House of Representatives has changed hands, and I think there's an excellent chance we're going to get the United States Senate to change hands, and then it's up to all of us to figure out if we're going to get a candidate that can win the White House here. Right now we've got a, you know, looks like a lot of dwarves there running on the Republican side. So, you know, and if Obama promises to spend $1 billion on his own promotion for re-election, you know,
that's going to be tough.
Pretty, pretty amazing.
But not unusual. I mean, wouldn't that be interesting? I'm going to spend $1 billion to be re-elected. Hey,
that's a pretty hard sell. You have to spend that much money,
yeah,
isn't it?
I think so. Okay, we've got 30 seconds left for this segment. Hey, Senator, when we come back, I'd like to talk about, you know, we're talking on sometimes on sanctuaries, but we're also talking about some more on business and bringing business and things up to the North State here, just some ideas. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Our guest is Senator Doug LaMalfa. It's 8:30. And we're getting ready to go to the news, so join us right after the news. This is Free Fire Radio.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Ron Flatter. Tornadoes took dead aim on the South yesterday, blamed for more than 200 deaths in six states, more than 130 in Alabama, where the storm even forced the National Weather Service in Huntsville to move into a reinforced steel room.
I've been in the National Weather Service a full-time career since 1996, and for sure, yesterday was the longest and busiest day of my career.
Chris Darden was among those taking cover. Even as the storm leveled houses and businesses in Birmingham and Tuscaloosa, some places were spared.
We were very blessed in that we did not receive any structural damage to our campus.
University of Alabama spokesman Bill McDaniel, but power is out there and across much of northern Alabama. Storm deaths are confirmed in Mississippi, Tennessee, Georgia, Virginia, and Kentucky, and tornadoes are possible today along the East Coast. This is a Fox News alert.
At Timberline Heating and Air, we're your local Carrier heating and cooling experts, ready to install a new, more efficient Carrier HVAC unit in your home or office for much less than you might expect. Right now, with federal tax credits, local utility rebates, and manufacturer rebates, your total savings could add up to $3,400. Call Timberline now for a complete, honest estimate on a new Carrier system to save you hundreds of dollars in future energy costs. Pay for itself in year-round utility savings and provide you with a 10-year parts warranty. That's the best parts warranty in the industry. Concerned about the respiratory health of your family? Give Timberline a call for a price on a complete duct cleaning, keeping your system functioning at maximum capacity and providing fresh air through your entire home or office. Call 221-2222 or visit us online at timberlinehvac.com. We've been around longer, we work harder, we're the best value, and we have the best warranty. Turn to the experts at Timberline Heating and Air, 221-2222. Timberline Heating and Air, your local heating and cooling expert. Experts.
You can count on it.
Summertime in Redding is hot.
It's not too early to think about cool places to hang out, and the coolest place in Redding is Waterworks Park.
Early Bird Waterworks Park season passes are on sale now. Save as much as 30% off the regular season price and 50% off the special event prices.
Purchase your annual season pass now for only $44.95 and save $10 off the regular season pass price.
That comes out to less than 42 cents a day for a full summer of wet and wild summertime fun at Waterworks Park.
Get wet. Get away, there's something here for everyone. Relax, enjoy the day, or you can take on the whitewater fun.
Order your early bird season pass now at great preseason savings.
Order by phone, order online at waterworkspark.com, or slide by the park to order in person.
Waterworks Park ready!
And you'll have fun shooting down the mountain at Waterworks Park.
Gold Leaf Nursery is tomato headquarters. If you've had trouble growing tomatoes, let us help you with the right soil amendments to get you started right. If you're an old pro at growing tomatoes, we have over 50 varieties and counting. Yes, we have grafted tomatoes. Grafted tomatoes? That's right. Super disease-resistant rootstocks with heirloom varieties grafted on top. Tomatio tomatoes, considered one of the world's best tomatoes, we have those also. We have so many new varieties this year, you have to try this one though. Orange Glow Watermelon. Basketball-sized watermelon that tastes like tropical fruit punch. Gold Leaf Nursery carries a full line of organic soils and fertilizers that really work. Bob and John's Organics, Denali Gold for that real kick into the soil. And we have beneficial bugs, praying mantis, ladybugs, whitefly and spider mite controlling insects, and mason bees and also their habitats. Come check us out at Gold Leaf Nursery. We're a quarter mile from Airport Road and across the street from Sand Trap Restaurant and Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment, 8:34 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. DC Tim and the Man in Black, great haircuts, great prices. They give discounts to veterans. They support the community. They support the veterans. It's a great place to get your haircut. It's just a, you know, the conversation in there is scintillating, and it's man's last stronghold. That's right, man's last stronghold. At Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. And speaking of man's last stronghold, here he is, Senator Doug LaMalfa.
You know what I like about your ads here is that they kind of are that way. You know, I mean, one a little while ago for the gun store there. Your ads are a lot different than the ones I hear when I get close to Sacramento. You know?
Oh, you think?
Yeah, I mean, I don't hear AR-15 receivers talked about, you know, or NRA memberships or any of that. None of the ads down here seem to talk about that. So,
well, you know, Senator, if you want to have a program that helps the people, you know, by paying part of it, why don't you have one for gun safes, so the people in the North State, you know, can get some money out of this instead of just things for people coming across the border, you know, surreptitiously. So that you know, if you're going to buy a gun safe, it has to do with safety and who knows what else, and child protection, and so you could get like a discount on safes.
Well, you know, that's all good. So we're a pretty well armed country. So that's why probably the main reason we're not getting invaded by some of these others.
Yeah,
so.
Could. Hey, well, you know, Senator, you know what we've been talking about.
Hey, I just passed one of my bumper stickers on the way down. All right.
Yeah, and the car was still moving, too. So.
Well, it's on a truck, you know, so.
Okay. Now, we've been talking about the stupid laws that are coming up. We've been talking about the Democrat leadership, you know, threatening the Republican districts. Tell us, I know you have to leave after this to get back into your real job here. But what good things are happening? What are some positive thoughts we should have here?
Well, I'll start with it's take your daughter to work day today. So she's coming with me to watch what it is, what we do, and be part of that. So that's going to be a fun positive for today. One item we're taking up is we're going to convene a committee that hasn't met, I'm told, for 11 years, a subcommittee on fairs and expeditions in the state. And, so I'm likely to be named the chairman of that committee here a little later today. So we're going to look at what we can do to, since, you know, the state's part of the budget is going to cut all the funding that it's provided for fairs around California. We're going to look for alternatives to have them become self-sufficient. And what it looks to me like is a big part of that is getting some of the red tape out of the way. I think most of them can do pretty well just by being allowed to do it themselves. So, you know, we're going to look at ideas on that. But the overall picture here is that, yes, it looks like a stalemate and people are frustrated, but the folks from my perspective are exerting our leverage that we have, but we're not just rolling over for tax increases unless they're willing to come talk to us about reforming the state. So the media, some of them are trying to blame us. Of course, you saw the Treasurer and Daryl Steinberg, they're trying to blame us and say, well, we're going to go attack Republican districts if they don't give us taxes. Well, I think that just strengthens our resolve that we have to change things better for the state long term instead of just another temporary tire patch that, like the taxes for the last 2 years have been. We're not any better off because the other side has not been willing to do the things that are going to save jobs from being killed and leaving the state, and the overspending the legislature does. You know, the governor himself, in asking for the taxes, his five-year plan for spending increases spending by 31%, which is more than going to absorb whatever the new taxes produce. So how can we sign onto that plan when he, at the same time, he says we need the money to balance the budget, is doing things to unbalance it two or three budget years from now?
It seems that it's a revolving door we've got here, Senator. And there's got to be a break someplace. There's got to be, at some point, people say, look, we're in such trouble here that, you know, we need to do this. We need to make these cuts. We need to find a way that, and have something that says, you know, if you're going to keep these fees on us, show us why, show us where it's going to, and have it end immediately at, you know, when it reaches that goal. I mean,
people are more inclined to pass local fees like that at the local level because they can really see what they're getting for it, and they can hold the people accountable that they live in their community with and say, you know, what are you spending it on? And when you trust Sacramento with it, you get the policy for 1 or 2 years. And, you know, it's like with local government. They're trying to realign, under realignment they call it, send prisoners from state prison back to the county jails. Well, I know your sheriff there is already having to do pretty drastic things to make jail space there, and now California wants to dump, you know, 20 or 30% more into his jail there, and they promised to send the money to help cover that, notwithstanding the one he has no space for. But that promise may only be kept for 1 or 2 years if you look past history of how the state legislature does things. It doesn't keep the promises. It says, oops, we're out of money, and it pulls it, but you guys go ahead locally and keep doing the stuff we told you to do with this mandate.
Well, that's a huge concern. That's a huge concern we have here is we've already shut down a floor in the jail, and to get these people in there, say, oh, we'll give you the money, and then they don't, but yet we still get the people. I mean, what's going on here? I mean, the fact is that, you know, we're getting ready to lose almost $3 million and funding from the state for our law enforcement up here.
Well, it can't be counted on because it keeps changing the rules. There's something called the Williamson Act, which is an important source of money the counties have discretion over. They pulled the pin on that and want to make it disappear. You have the redevelopment, which we might have mixed feelings about, but the state wants to steal that just because it's got its own budget problems it can't handle. And then look at things, you know, we're talking about realignment. I know there's a great concern about the fire camps there. It's been on the front page of the paper for a couple times. And we're going to look into that because we have some problems in there, and that the types of inmates that are going on the lines are not the kinds you would want anywhere loose in your neighborhood. So there's problems there. We're going to be looking into seeing if the fire camps are going to be still allowed to exist and what kind of people are going to be in them, because we don't want hardened criminals, violent criminals, being able to walk away from this. You know, the lower level ones is kind of what it's meant for. And right. if we're going to release 28,000 prisoners, then we've just raised the bar on the type of criminal that we're going to have to deal with, either in our jails, being released, or in the fire camps. So these bad ideas coming out of Sacramento are doing more for public endangerment than you can even imagine.
Well, Senator, we've got to take a break here. We've got to turn you loose, but we sure appreciate you being on the show today.
Yeah, we'll keep battling here, and having your listeners and having your public out there backing us up is extremely important. So keep the emails and the letters coming, and demand that there is a long-term change for how the state is doing business, because that's the soonest way we're going to get out of this mess we're in, not the course we're on now.
Well, give us a call anytime you see something coming up or you want some people to know about some things here, Senator.
All right. Really appreciate it. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you very much. Our guest has been Senator Doug LaMalfa. We talked about some of the insane things that are happening in Sacramento, and that the fact is that it's changing very little. But now we got to take a break here. It's Carl Lindebaum, KCNR 1460. It's 8:43 in the morning, April the 28th, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Hello, website lost and found. How may I help you?
I've lost my website. I can't find it anywhere.
Have you checked the search engines? Google? Yahoo?
Yes, I'm afraid it will never be found. It's really overdue for its update.
You should call Shasta.com. They can help you find your website in the search engines and take care of those much-needed updates.
Hi, I'm Andy Main from Shasta.com. If this sounds familiar, then you need to give us a call. We can improve your website's visibility in the search engines and update your site with a fresh look and new content. We have many programs to help you with your online advertising, from search engine optimization to our local online directory, and with our new online coupon advertising program on Redding.net, we can drive traffic to your website. Isn't it time for your website to be found? Call us today at 224-6866 or stop by our office on Mistletoe Lane. Or visit us on the web at Shasta.com. This is Andy Main, and don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
You've seen all the amazing products on TV. Now find them all in one place. The As Seen on TV store next to Dairy Queen on Churn Creek. If it slices, dices, chops, cooks, cleans, grills, drills, or fixes, they've got it. Just about anything that gets you in shape or simply makes your life a little easier. Over 1,000 As Seen on TV products all in one place. But wait, there's more. No waiting for delivery, no shipping and handling. Take it home today at the As Seen on TV store next to Dairy Queen on Churn Creek Road.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
When Chamber members tell us why they belong to the Chamber, they say things like, the Chamber helps me grow my business. Chambers like my own private marketing department helping me find customers. They keep me in touch with other member businesses that may turn out to be vendors from whom I can find high-quality product. Some of them even become customers of my own. Chamber provides these opportunities through our publications, events, seminars, literature distribution, and other programs. The mission of the Chamber is to stimulate a business climate in which our members grow their businesses. If you're a business owner in the Reading area, call us today at 225-4433 or visit our website at readingchamber.com for more information on how we can partner with you and your company's success.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hey, Linda, let's head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. You know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, 8:47 in the morning. Carl and the Bob. We got one more commercial break, don't we?
Yes.
Okay. We just ran long in that last one because we had Senator Lamoff on talking about this redistricting, whatever they call this thing where they push prisoners down on us, and hopefully it would be with money, and if not, they don't send them. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Finest walk-in humidor in the state, and Espresso Joe's has got great coffee, something that, you know, that serves, you know, they serve up with a great attitude. You know, we're going to talk about, you know, we've got just a few minutes left here before we go to the next break, but I want to talk about the CVAC Veterans Advocate of the Year and about the party that they're going to have this Saturday. And Bad Bob. Charlie's joining us. Charlie Thompson just joined us.
Oh, hey.
So, Charlie, good morning.
Good morning.
We were just walking by, yes, and going through the other studio, mm-hmm, and I said, let's talk about this. You know, let's talk about hit it one more time here. Excellent. Saturday, 30 April. That's this Saturday.
That's this Saturday.
5:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. At the Shasta County Veterans Memorial Hall on Yuba Street. This is when we're going to give out the honor for the individual Veterans Advocate of the Year and also the group.
Yep.
And the individuals nominated are Julie Clausen. Julie does great work.
She does.
Charlie Thompson, you do great work. And Fred Salante, President Missing in American Project. Mm-hmm. And then the group is the Northern California Veterans Cemetery Support Board and the Sons of Italy, plus a President's Award of Lifetime Achievement.
Our Lifetime Achievement. Yeah, that's kind of a surprise there. We're just going to honor someone in our community that has worked his entire life on behalf of our veterans here.
Well, there's three or four of those
there's
out there.
There's a lot of them out
well,
there.
Well, really, you know, you're right. There are a lot in there. Mm-hmm. And when you start looking at the number of veterans organizations here, I mean, my gosh.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? In fact, we're going to give away two tickets to that. Those are $15 tickets. We're going to give away two tickets to the the CVAC Veterans Advocate of the Year Award dinner, and it's going to have dinner and what else?
Well, the VFW Post 1934 is going to be hosted, doing a no-host bar for us. The Lions Club from Shasta Lake will be cooking dinner. Okay. A yummy dinner. We'll have some entertainment, some multimedia presentations for our recipients, just a little bit about their life and what they do. So that should be a fun and interesting little twist on the evening. We have some young ladies, some real young ladies coming out to sing some patriotic songs. I'm excited about that. They're just too cute.
Okay, great. And okay, we're going to give away two tickets to this. Those are $15 a piece, so it's a $30 value. Two tickets to the Veterans Advocate honorees. For Saturday night at 5:30, or Saturday evening at 5:30 at the Veterans Hall.
I got to make my name
first caller.
Shorter.
Wait a minute. I didn't get to say first caller. Okay, first call. Okay, you've called already. I didn't get a chance. I didn't get a chance to go first caller. We're going to give away some more. And Roberta, you have won two tickets. Just come on down here.
Oh, excellent.
And we'll put your name on the envelope so you can go to this on Saturday.
Well, thanks so much for that, Carl. That's excellent. We appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate everything you do, Charlie.
Hi, Roberta. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, you know, we appreciate everything you do. And it's a lot of stuff that goes on here that you're out there for funerals. You're out there working at the IGO Cemetery. You're here with CVAC, which is the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council, doing that. There's just so many things you do. So.
Thank you. Yeah, I keep busy. I love it. It's an honor. Especially Honor Guard is a great deal of fun and satisfaction for me.
Plus, you're getting ready to go out to Camp Roberts here to be training people getting ready to leave for Afghanistan.
Yep, I'm down supporting SRP for May and June. That's you get to meet a lot of soldiers there, so that's a pretty pretty fun job. I didn't mean it like that.
Okay, so I got to take a break here on that one. Okay. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:51 in the morning, KCNR 1460. It's April the 28th, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Count on it.
Summertime in Reading is hot.
It's not too early to think about cool places to hang out, and the coolest place in Reading is Waterworks Park.
Early Bird Waterworks Park season passes are on sale now. Save as much as 30% off the regular season price and 50% off the special event prices.
Purchase your annual season pass now for only $44.95 and save $10 off the regular season pass price.
That comes out to less than 42 cents a day for a full summer of wet and wild summertime fun at Waterworks Park.
Get wet! Get away, there's something here for everyone. Relax, enjoy the day, for you can take on the whitewater fun.
Order your early bird season pass now at great preseason savings.
Order by phone, order online at waterworkspark.com, or slide by the park to order in person.
Waterworks Park ready!
And you'll have fun shooting down the mountain at Waterworks Park.
Joe, technician from Safe Light Auto Glass.
My last customer was a busy mom with lots to do until she noticed a big crack in her windshield. She didn't want to drive with her baby in that car, so she scheduled online at safelight.com. No one makes replacing a windshield easier. Plus, she loved how Safe Light emails a photo of the technician, so she knew who was coming to her house and how soon.
Call 1-800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
National University can help you advance your education and achieve your goals in a variety of careers. From the flexibility of a general psychology degree to clinical and non-clinical areas of study, our psychology programs prepare students for success.
Areas of study available include organizational behavior, sports psychology, human behavior, psychology, counseling psychology, and educational counseling, so you can apply your knowledge and skills in a number of fields, including sports and education, or for organizations of any type.
National University is an accredited nonprofit institution that makes it convenient to get your bachelor's or master's degree with a one course per month format, programs available online, and an accelerated pace that allows you to earn your degree faster.
Learn more at nu.edu or visit our Reading campus at 2195 Larkspur Lane.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Back down. No, I won't back down.
On KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. That new board's just, you know what, it's got so many neat switches on there. Bad Bob. Hey, our phone line's here, 605-4567, or you can just, you know, people, you can just keep chatting with us this way. We've got like about 5 minutes left. It's April the 28th. It's 54 degrees out there. It's going to be a pretty good day. What's the weather like there, Bad Bob?
Looks like it's going to be considerable cloudiness today, a high right near 70 degrees, and then no chance of rain indicated, though. Bit cool tonight, near 42 degrees, record low, in fact, and then mostly sunny skies for your Friday, and a high again near 70 degrees, winds out of the north 10 to 20 miles an hour. Weather report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, you know, it's brunch, you know, dinner. It's great music up there Saturday with Lou White, but you're going to probably need, you always need reservations for music night at 474-5546. Say you want to sit in a music room and, you know, they don't worry about turning tables there. You go there, you enjoy the music, you have a great dinner, the staff's great to you, and what a wonderful ambiance. Okay, tomorrow we're going to have Congressman Wally Herger is going to be calling tomorrow. And we're going to be talking, we'll get a couple of segments with the congressman. I want to talk to him about what's going on and, you know, what's going on with the economy up there. That we got 494,000 people, you know, more people now coming in on unemployment. Yes, unemployment rate has dropped to 8.8%, but still, you know, it looks like inflation is starting to rear its ugly head if you listen to Bernanke from the Federal Reserve. Because once that starts, you've got to start. Once the inflation starts, then you start raising the rates. So when that happens, that's going to impact on every us, all of us. And I want to talk to him about why are we just on the fence here about taking care of our energy needs? Why can't we get some drilling done? What is, I mean, the Congress, the House of Representatives controls it. Why can't we say, hey, we need to start drilling here? Let's take our future and put it into our hands. Why can't we go and say, you know, it's time. It's time to start drilling. It's time to stop sending money, so much money, to the Middle East. We can do it right here. I mean, everybody, every side agrees to this, that we could take control. We could pump oil. We've got natural gas, so much natural gas, reserves that will last 100 years, natural gas. Can you imagine if we cut the money we sent over to the Middle East and Venezuela by half? In half? What would that do? Do you think that would have an effect on terrorism and the wars that we're fighting all over the world that have to do with jihadists? Do you think that might happen? And I'd like to also ask the congressman, you know, we're in there in Libya. I mean, how deep are we going to get into Libya? You got Senator McCain talking, let's give them arms. Let's give them training. You know, what's the next step? Put them on the ground? I don't think so. You know, we just lost 8 Americans in Afghanistan this week. Two last week and 5 the week before that. What's going on with this? We're getting ready to change out General Petraeus. He's coming in to run the CIA, and the CIA is now going to become the Secretary of Defense. You know, are we doing such a great job there that we have the same people in there? Just little questions like that. And again, the economy, you know, why is gold, it just keeps, you know, the value on gold, $1,500, over $1,500, it keeps going up. And silver keeps going up. There's a reason for this. Why is that happening? Why isn't the economy back under control at this point? Are we doing away with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? What's going on with that? These are all questions I like to ask the congressman tomorrow. Notwithstanding what's going on along the border. I mean, have we just forgotten that? Have we just forgotten that we have a border that people just ebb and flow back and forth when they want to, for the most part? What about that? You know, has either party the intestinal fortitude to stand up to this? We have so many things going on, and I hope you will never, ever hear the term birth certificate here. I'm going to put birth certificate in the same category as Britney Spears and all those other things, because it's unimportant. We have too many things on our plate that we have to address. And is there any oversight here? Is anybody pushing? And down in Sacramento, just to change that subject, you know, Senator LaMalfa is talking about these bills that are just absolutely ludicrous and threats by the majority against Republican districts. Is there any oversight on this? Who is the one that's watching the kids? I'm not sure. Well, anyway, we're watching the kids. And tomorrow, like I said, Congressman Wally Hurd will be here on, we have other guests that will be coming in the morning, be talking Veterans Affairs. Carl and Linda Bott. This is KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And this is Free Fire Radio. And you know, it is the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? And listen to On the Spot with Linda Bott at 6 p.m. tonight. It's going to be a great show.
KCNR Shasta Redding.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Lisa Brady. The deadliest outbreak of tornadoes in decades, now blamed for at least 209 deaths across the South. The governor of Hart in Alabama calling out National Guard troops to search damaged areas. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown has more live.
Lisa, the National Weather Service says they had 137 reports of tornadoes striking around the South. It's even knocked out the Browns Ferry nuclear power plant offline in Alabama. But don't worry.
The safety system at Browns Ferry activated exactly as it was supposed to yesterday afternoon at about 4:30 Central Time.
Scott Brooks with the Tennessee Valley Authority, which manages the plant. It means hundreds of thousands of customers are without power. There's 131 deaths in Alabama, multiple deaths reported in Mississippi, Georgia, Tennessee, Virginia. One person is dead in Kentucky, Lisa.
And Evan, five counties in northern New Jersey now under tornado warnings. But as the storm heads east, it's not expected to affect tomorrow's final launch of Space Shuttle Endeavour.
Well, weather is expected to get a little bit bad this evening. We do have good weather today through the day.